This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, May the 13th. What are borrowers in the United States doing with the money that they are saving, thanks to the current record low levels of interest rates? Well, at the moment, they certainly don't seem to be spending a lot of it in the shops. US retail sales in April were widely seen as lackluster, with no increase at all on the previous month. And that was a big talking point for investors on Wall Street, as I heard from Mark Kepner at Themis Trading in New Jersey.
Yeah, the retail sales came in lower than expected, which I think initially was a surprise because we've gotten over that harsh winter that we had, so I don't think people were expecting the numbers to come in as low as they could. A couple of reasons, though, why the April tax receipts, they were announced and they came in a little higher than expected. So as households are paying their taxes in April, that probably took away from their buying power. In the last month, we've seen gas prices, while still lower than last year, up a little bit. So that might have added to the lower numbers as well. We also saw that in consumer stocks today. The sector was lower. Macy's and Ralph Lauren, they were both down over 2% today on lighter than expected earnings.
Yes, Macy's is one of the most famous department stores, not just in the United States, but in the world as well. And I think it said its profit was down 13% in the first quarter. So that just underlines what you were saying about this lackluster picture for perhaps consumer spending, which has always been the major engine, the driver of growth in the U.S. economy.
It has been a bit of a question why consumer spending is down so much. Obviously, if you look at it from a positive standpoint, I think some of that money that has been saved with higher gas prices has gone to pay down mortgages, pay down credit cards from the holiday season over the winter, as well as other expenses like college loans.
And elsewhere, the bond markets were much in focus. This is where investors lend money to governments. What's going on there? Why are investors focusing on this?
A couple of reasons. One, we have the Federal Reserve, which is probably going to move at some point this year. The U.S. Treasuries lately have also been following rates in Europe, and the German bonds were practically 0%, and now it's up to about 70 basis points. So I think as those rates have moved higher, U.S. Treasuries has gone up as well. I personally think that these are levels that are getting investors quite interested. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to start moving up significantly higher from these levels.
Mark Kepner, the Dow finished the day hardly moved at 18,060. London's main share index, that was up a fifth of a percent at 6,949. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBCWorldBiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBCBusiness.